They look like they come from a distant planet. In fact, Wenlock in front and Mandeville were born in the steelworks.
I mean, the story, as you know, was they're created out of two drops of steel that fell from the last girder that was made in the north of England in a steel business that's now forming the basis of the Olympic Stadium.
Wherever they're from, their mission is to save the 2012 London Olympics. Mandeville and Wenlock are similarly abstract, but it's hoped that mugs and toys of the pair will raise up to £16 million for the organising committee, which needs £2 billion from the private sector to stage the Games. Even though Mandeville and Wenlock were forged from steel, it seems the toy versions will definitely be soft.
They will be cuddly, they will be fluffy, and they will be soft.
Good morning, or afternoon, or evening, whenever you happen to be listening to this newest radiosode of the Action Room. I'm clone Tony Wolf.
And I'm clone producer Mike.
And we were recently cloned from host cells in England at a special laboratory where just the other day, for the first time in history, they were able to essentially graft information and DNA and traits from one cell onto another. So I think Blade Runner is soon to come around the corner. Ha 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 ha.
You did it. You did it. You were able to lose the audience in the first 30 seconds of the show.
All right, action fans. Well, of course, as always, thank you for joining us in the Action Room. Our listenership is like viewership is growing. Join our Facebook fan page. Join the growing community there. And we always like to post links of interesting stories or things we find on the internet. And follow us on Twitter. You can always engage us in conversation on Twitter. And now, producer Mike or I will always be there for you.
Now, speaking of Twitter, we started talking to a guy, Pedro.
Right.
Pedro Marquez?
Pedro Marquez of comicbooked.com. It's the words comic book, ED. Like you've been slapped.
Right,
you've been
right.
Comic booked. .com.
And his name on Twitter is what? Wolverine Inept? Oh, no, Wolver Inept.
The Inept Wolverine. Oh, I missed you, bub. So he is Wolverine PT. It's like Wolverine Physical Therapy on Twitter.
Wow, I really read that wrong.
And, that Wolverine Inept, you know why? Because the I and E P T are right next to each other.
Right, right.
Actually, it does look like
it. It's Wolver Inept.
Is that what you meant, Pedro Marquez?
All right.
Please
so,
let us know.
Yes, Pedro. Now, he's the first guy to ask for an interview from the Action Room.
Yes!
For his
Woo!
Site.
Thank you, studio audience.
Now, hopefully
yes,
it won't
be
the last.
We are honored. Hopefully in 6 years they'll be interviewed by Jimmy Fallon and David
right.
Letterman. Well, David Letterman will be in it. He'll be in the home for broadcasters by that point.
Yes, yes.
But so thank you, Pedro. We are definitely going to do the interview for your site, comicbooked.com.
And we'll let everybody know when it comes up. It's going to be on his site, so it's all text. But he sent us the questions.
Yes.
We're going to respond. And we thought we'd go over the questions here and see how we're going to answer these things.
All right.
Now, you would suggest, you were telling me how you think we should do this. How,
oh, should I mention, by the way, the Tom thing?
Oh, yeah, yeah, he keeps referring
Pedro,
to
Pedro, we love you, Pedro, but my name is Tony. in our emails we've exchanged, you always say, hello, Tom. And I didn't point it out at first because I didn't want to, you know, seem like offended or anything.
Right.
And my email is TonyWolf@Yahoo.com. So
you don't want to piss him off, though. Did you see the trailer for Machete?
Just,
your name is Tom, okay, Tony? We don't want
right.
to start a race war here.
That's why I'm clone Tom today. All right.
No,
so let's go through the questions.
But you said, like, how we should answer them. Should we both send in answers?
Well,
or?
In the world of text interviews and internet interviews, these are all mostly done by email.
Mm-hmm.
Rarely are they. Sometimes it's an audio thing, and some poor slob has to transcribe the tape. But we can do this two ways, producer Mike, when we do it the full text version. We can either each answer every question on
right.
our own,
okay.
and then we sort of fuse the two and find a way to edit them together,
right.
or we could you email and like it's a dialogue, like you do a paragraph and then I do a paragraph and then you do the next one and then I, you know what I mean? Like,
okay.
we can kind of, should it be a dialogue or should it
how
be
about
two
how
individual
this?
Series
how about,
of answers?
How about you just answer everything and I'll go... Yeah, that what he said.
No, actually.
Okay. All right, well, we'll figure it out. All right, so let's go through the questions.
Okay, we're very excited. Our first interview request.
And this would be good for the audience, so we can answer
We've
some
interviewed
of
over 47 people, but this is the first time anyone's cared to interview us.
Okay, so the first question is, how did you guys meet?
Yes.
So
now,
how did we meet, Tony?
All right. And then you can just say yes or no. All right. So I'll try to condense this for our listening audience. We have a mutual friend who is a very successful writer, artist now for Image Comics. He did a comic for Tokyo Pop called King City. Go out and buy it now. It's
He's a great artist.
Published by Image. Brandon Graham is who brought us together. So thank you, Brandon Graham, out there in Canada, wherever
we
you
met,
are.
Basically, we met at a party once.
You were a friend of Brandon's.
Right. And then...
We met at a party like 9 years ago.
Yeah. And
we
then...
We talked a little bit, not much.
Years later, I wanted to do this Howard Stern short,
right.
And I remembered you from the party. You were like this tall, skinny guy, and I was like, he might be good for it. And so we met up, and we did this short. And
I played Howard Stern.
Yeah, and did a great job. And you can check that short out. It's called Howard and Robin's First Date.
First and only date, but yes.
And it was
on YouTube.
Yeah, and we were friends ever since.
Right.
Okay.
And then we started doing the Action Room about a year after that.
Well, this was just how we met. Okay.
And then the first time we have
And this takes us up to today when the interview. Okay. So all right, the next question is
The next question is what I was about to say.
The idea for the Action Room. Can you explain how that came to be?
Yes.
Okay. How did it come to be?
Well, as I recall, podcasts had started to crop up like weeds around the country, and it was the beginning of the first wave of like comic book, geek, pop culture podcasts. And producer Mike came to me and he said, "I think we should get on this bandwagon." That's not how you speak.
Yeah, I didn't call it.
But you said, "Let's do a show." I think in some ways you were somewhat inspired by Attack of the Show,
right?
In some ways, and other
this
shows.
This would have been around 2007. 2006, technically.
This was November 2006.
All right, and so now basically...
And we went to a smelly, crappy comic book convention and interviewed some people.
Our first interview was like Dana Snyder from Aqua Teen Hunger Force.
Yes, and I remember the instant message conversation where we tried to brainstorm names for our show.
Right.
And you came up with the Action Room after about 13 names. Neither of us was feeling the names. And you said the Action Room, and I said... Oh my God, that's it.
And the idea of, when we first started also, because we were doing it with somebody else, Afua Richardson, who's she's a great artist too. And a singer. And I was kind of wanting to be in the background and just have you guys talk about comics, because you're a real comic book geek and stuff like that.
And she was into comics and...
But we're having a hard enough time trying to find a co-host that's female and attractive, so we decided... who's into geek stuff, and who's good on the radio. So we decided to it's kind of evolved into just the two of us rambling.
Right.
So
that's the Action Room.
Hopefully.
And the first Action Room broadcast was January 1st, 2007.
Right.
And we were mentioned on the Howard Stern Show at that time. We called in, and Howard very graciously allowed you to plug the show.
And you can check in the archives and listen to that show, actually.
You can?
Well, the first show,
on Stern?
Well, part of our show was us talking about
that's right.
Yeah, yeah. It's actually in the second episode, maybe.
Episode. Okay.
Anyway, so...
All our episodes are archived and downloadable.
And we are going to try to get back on Stern again. But anyway, third question is, how long have you guys been doing the Action Room? Since 2006, we answered that.
Right, but we didn't do it with great consistency for a while.
Until recently.
Yes.
So it's the two? It's just you two? Is there anyone in the background? Nobody's in the background.
Wait, I'm here in the background. My name is Fred.
No, like we mentioned, we tried a couple co-hosts. They've been awesome, but they just haven't worked out.
Right.
So
we had three eras of co-hosts.
Right.
And now it's just us.
Errors?
But I will say we have rotating guest co-hosts recently, like Helen of HelenTunes.com. We also have interviewed countless people and had a lot of guests. We've created characters who have done bits on the show. So there's always, there's usually a third party somewhere floating in the background.
It appears like we have a background, even if we don't. We create it.
Take over here. So number five, in a world where everyone has an opinion, how do you think you stand out from the crowd? Good question,
Pedro. Good question, Pedro. Yeah.
I vote for Pedro.
Vote for Pedro. That's funny. That's Napoleon Dynamite.
That's Napoleon Dynamite. Right? Yeah, yeah. I hope you don't get that from Americans too much, Pedro, just because that's your name. That'll be too much. Producer Mike, in his producer-ness, has always been very strong in his vision of what he wanted the Action Room to be. And
if you can believe it.
He is always reminding me that, you know, a show relies on the strength of the personalities and the hosts. And there are countless podcasts out there. We want to do a unique show. We want to do unique podcasts. We do a lot of comedy. We do a lot of sort of audio skits. We have a lot of comedy videos, which I have not seen on any other podcast. Like, we've got about 30 videos, and half of them are comedy sketches.
Yeah, we do a lot of stuff. I think we definitely do pound for pound more than any other podcast, for sure. But the whole thing is that, yeah, we want people to come back. As with any radio show, you want to come back for the hosts themselves, not because of their content. I don't think people come back to our show because of our sketches and our extra things that we do. I think they come back because they like us, and they like how we talk about things and, you know, our interaction and stuff like that. No, but I really think that is why people come back. I mean, you know, I think people enjoy the other stuff because it just adds more to it. Right. But I think overall it's Tony and Mike, and they like to hear us talk and stuff.
I think content matters too. I'll go to the bat for content a little bit.
No, content does matter, and that's always that extra thing that helps.
Right.
But I think that at the end of the day, if the strength of our show is that we can just talk and people will like to listen to how we, you know, our take on things.
But yeah, and we do a lot of research on other podcasts. We sort of track the trends. Producer Mike, you know, is especially vigilant about what are other shows doing and how can we not do the same thing and how can we bring our own unique stamp to it.
All right. What do you think about the debate over 3D? Any thoughts on Avatar, by the way? We've talked about this. We hate 3D.
Well, wait a minute. A truer answer, for those of you who have not listened to our countless episodes prior to this, is that I at least feel, I can only speak for myself, 3D should be saved for movies where 3D is really warranted, where it's a big effects movie, or there's something about the content, the nature of the movie, where 3D would really lend itself.
Avatar being one.
Right. 3D should not become the end-all and be-all. Every fucking movie has to be done in 3D.
Unfortunately, that's the fear, that it's going in that direction.
I don't, you know, and producer Mike, you had said you want 3D to be saved for either the very 3D-specific movies or schlocky 70s-esque crap.
Right.
You know, stuff that's really just ridiculous.
Totally.
As for Avatar, I thought Avatar was pretty good, but not great. Great effects.
Whatever. Anyway. Okay, what genre of movies... We don't want to spend forever on these questions. What genre of movies are you more excited about these days? What genre? I don't know.
Well, it's a good question. I would say, in my knowledge of you, I'm going to answer what I think you will answer, Producer Mike.
Why don't
we
just answer for who, you know, each other's questions?
Right. I think Producer Mike is excited about schlocky horror movies coming back.
Mm-hmm.
I think Producer Mike is excited about movies like Kick-Ass and Defendor.
Mm-hmm.
Like this, how do you even describe that? Like a very rough-and-tumble, anarchy, indie film sensibility?
You know, it's weird. I mean, I think you could generalize and say there's certain categories of movies that I'm excited about. But I would say, like, I'm excited about anything that looks good. You know, from Iron Man 2... to
Tron.
You know, Tron, to, I mean, really anything, you know, if it's good, it's good. The Star Trek movie I loved, you know, I mean, it's just, it depends.
I'm excited for the J.J. Abrams Star Trek sequel.
Mm-hmm.
That new thing he's got, Super 8, the trailer didn't look that exciting to me, because it's like, there's a monster, and it's all going to be filmed in Super 8, just like Cloverfield was filmed with a flip cam. Ooh,
there's
got to be more than that, J.J. I love you, J.J., but there's got to be more.
Right. Any plans for the future is his eighth question here. What are our plans for the future? I think originally our plans were to get on to radio, like Sirius and stuff like that, which would still be awesome, you know. But since that doesn't seem like a possibility these
days. Now the boomerang is all, everything is going back to the internet.
Yeah.
Back online.
In the last 2 years, it's all about just staying online, getting your audience
building
online.
Building
And then ultimately maybe being bought by some bigger conglomerate or something.
David Letterman will ask us to take over, essentially.
Any words for the
and
fans?
What was this, conquer the world? Are we going to conquer the world?
Yeah, I wasn't sure what this, what was it? He had like kind of a secondary question, plans for the future, conquer the world.
We're going to conquer the world, yes, check. And we are also going to make our own movie, much like the Lonely Island guys or SNL,
cool.
Check.
I like all these plans I wasn't aware of, but cool. words for the fans. Well, keep watching.
Keep listening.
Keep doing everything we tell you to do.
Basically. This is where producer Mike just sounds so harsh. He's too harsh.
No, words for the fans.
You can't woo the fans like that.
I am happy that the fans have followed us, yes. Given the restrictions I maintain.
He's like Steve Jobs, really. All right.
All right, let's finally get the film.
And thank you, Pedro Marquez.
Yes.
Marquez or Marquez? I don't know. He is with the website www.comicbooked.com. Comic booked, like you've been bamboozled. You've been comic booked.
Right.
All right. Anyway. And we also want to give a shout out to another one of our fans around the globe, Dario Reyes. Or is it Reyes?
Yes, we seem to have a big Spanish following.
Right.
Or Latin following. And
Action Room is very big on Telemundo.
Yes. We didn't expect that. You know, when we first started this, we figured just a lot of white, nerdy guys. But right. It's mostly
and
Latin,
women.
Latin and women. It's
Latin
weird.
Men and women. Because women, it's all about communication and listening and expressing feelings and ideas.
I think it's us, man. The women just love
right.
us. At least our voices.
When I walk down the streets of New York City, I'm like a chick magnet. I have to pry women off me. It's terrible.
Anyway.
So I'm going to pry some women off me while we go to the break. Because the studio audience is about to storm my dressing room like the girls chasing the Beatles.
Yes. Yeah, the Hard Day's Night, wasn't it?
Yes.
Yes, okay.
Yes. All right.
All right, here we go.
So we'll take a break. We'll be right back.
It's been a hard day's night, and I've been working like a dog. It's been a hard day's night. I should be sleeping like a log. But when I get home to you, I find the things that you do will make me feel
Welcome back from the break, Action Room fans. I'm Tony Wolf. Oh, wait, I'm Clone Tom. I'm Harville and Marcourt. Who am I? What's this guy's name?
We're kind of back from the break.
Am I still a clone? All right, so thank you for joining us once again, back from the break. We have now for you...
It's Wenlock and Mandeville, the Olympic London mascots.
Sounds like Hemlock and Mandible. Maybe I should draw a little cartoon of Hemlock and Mandible.
Who are they?
Hemlock is the potion that Socrates drank to commit suicide, or to die, rather, and mandible is, you know, your jaw, or an insect's
right.
mandible. I don't know.
This is a great opening for our real nerd news that we have.
All right, so let's play the tape. Make it so.
Nerd news.
So, the nerd news. We got
after that exciting thing, you're just like, all right.
Yeah.
Here we are.
My mind is blown, baby. My mind is blown. I'm a clone. What the fuck? I don't have to do everything Tony Wolf does. I'm Tom Wolf. I wrote Bonfire of the Fucking Vanities, people. All right.
All right.
So, in the nerd news, item number one, the Captain America movie, which we all know is going to be freaking awesome, or better be awesome, starring Chris Evans and some hot British woman, playing a spy,
it's
going to be filmed in England.
It's not just the Olympics that are going to be in England. It's also the Captain America movie.
So anti-American.
But what I love is the Yahoo headline.
Yahoo News had that headline?
Should we now call him Captain England? Just because it's so stupid.
Yes. Well, there is a Captain Britain in comic books.
Right, right.
Not Captain England. Maybe if I create Captain England, I can become a millionaire. But
right. I love him when he played Freddy.
Captain
that's
England?
Robert England.
Okay. Oh, Robert Englund.
England.
It's like inept Wolverine.
Okay, anyway.
By the way, the reason, of course, they're filming in England is just for money.
Okay.
Which means America film producers, all the film Hollywood executives that listen to the Action Room, mm-hmm. and I know there are some out there in Hollywood land, just bring down the cost, more production incentives, people, so they don't have to film fucking Captain America in England.
And
fucking, we seceded from England. We broke off from them. Why is this happening?
They have great tea. And speaking of England.
Yes. Oh.
Gemma Arterton.
Yeah. How do you, fuck do you, she's super hot, but how do you say her name?
Arterton.
Gemma Arterton.
Yeah.
Arterton.
Arterton.
Okay. She is a super hot Uber babe who is also a good actress. She was in Clash of the Titans.
Mm-hmm.
She was in the last James Bond movie, Quantum mm-hmm. of Solace, which very few people liked.
She's in my dreams.
She's in your
right.
dreams. And wait, she's in my dreams too. Oh my God.
Wow.
Maybe we are engaged. So she may replace. The big news was that Megan Fox quits Transformers 3, or was she fired?
If you didn't think there was somebody that could replace her as and be as hot as her, or they found it. Yeah.
Yes.
And the thing is,
and now it's only rumored that she will replace. This is not confirmed, but fanboys everywhere are giving a big thumbs up.
First of all, she's hotter. She's way better actress.
Yes.
And not that there'll be much for her to do in this movie, but
right.
You know, I think also because Megan Fox was such a fucking bitch to Michael Bay when she called him a Nazi and all that stuff.
Oh,
you know,
that's right.
She
yeah.
was like talking about biting the hand that feeds you. I mean, that's the reason she's famous is Transformers. Right. So yeah, screw
then again,
her.
Shia LaBeouf just insulted Transformers and Indiana Jones 4, but
yeah, but that's
said
Shia
it very
LaBeouf.
Respectfully. All right, so
Michael Jackson. Recently, there were tapes found from 2003
right.
where he talks a lot about, you know, he had trouble with money and he was trying to get stocks. And
he was trying to beg someone to lend him money. As reported, by the way, I first discovered this through Rich Johnston's site, bleedingcool.com.
Great site.
Begging someone to give him money so that he could purchase and buy Marvel Comics, which back then was having a lot of financial troubles. Ike Perlmutter. Bankruptcy.
The stock was at a super low.
Yes.
It was super low. So they thought it would be a good time. And all these superhero films were starting, as we
right.
remember, if Spider-Man. And
so we're going to play you the clip, the most relevant clip, where the Michael Jackson...
There were a few phone answering machine messages. One of them was where he wants to buy Marvel.
Right.
And so let's play that clip.
The stock is so low now. I mean, they put out Spider-Man. Now they got Incredible Hulk coming. They got X-Men 2 coming, and they also got Spider-Man 2 coming. It's going to jump. It's going to change. I mean, you know, it's this huge frenzy for superheroes and this all the things that we can do. We need to jump in now because the timing is perfect.
Okay.
Wow. I mean, that's he's like a visionary. He's like a psychic.
All right, now
he's predicting the entire future.
Yeah, it would become big, and he was correct, and the whole superhero thing. But now,
if only Michael Jackson had bought Marvel, what would Marvel be like? I wonder.
Probably horrible.
Know. It would all be molesting children.
Yeah, it would probably be geared more to kids, comic books. Okay, but here's the thing: this blew our minds even more.
Yeah.
Okay, so back in when was it? 1991.
Wow.
Around the time that he recorded the album Dangerous.
Which had Black and White.
Yeah. Now, he had another revelation. He was on top of this. And
oh, my God. Now, so, we achieved, we obtained this tape. This is never-before-heard footage on the internet everywhere. This is an Action Room exclusive. We'll play this for you now. Just, you're not going to believe
it. He was totally ahead of his time.
It's going to sound so unreal.
Okay, here we go.
I'm calling you from a slumber party with Macaulay Culkin and all of his little friends. I wanted to tell you I read about this European Organization for Nuclear Research called CERN, and they just started something called the World Wide Web. I think it's going to be really big. It's going to change the world. We have to jump in now. The timing is perfect.
Wow. Absolutely
oh
amazing. Okay,
Michael Jackson, who knew?
Just when you thought that was too much, we have even more. Okay? This was a tape from 1982.
Whoa.
During Thriller, when
wow.
Thriller came out.
Okay?
And again, it just blows our mind how ahead of his time he was.
He was truly a genius.
Yeah. No. Here we go. Let's just play it. There's nothing else to be said. Really, nothing else. Okay, let's go.
I'm calling you from the set of one of those new music videos for the song Thriller off my new album. It's for that MTV channel. I think it's going to be really big. But the reason I called you was to tell you about this new product I found out about called the Compact Disc. You can put my music on it in like a digital form or something. It's going to change music, and I think we can sell them for a lot more than they actually cost to make. We have to jump in now. The timing is perfect.
Oh, my God.
I mean,
and just when we thought the revelations had ended. We unearthed and got a hold of.
We unearthed. We literally
a
unearthed
final
it.
Tape. We literally dug it out of the ground.
This was actually from 1969. He was probably 10 or 11.
When he was with the Jackson 5.
When he was with the Jackson 5. He was, I mean, this just blows my mind. All right, just play it.
All right, Tito, I'll be right with you. I'll shine your shoes in a second. But first, I got to leave this message. I think the plastic surgery industry is going to get really big. I think a lot more celebrities are going to be getting it, and I think it will one day become normal for the average person to have it. Who knows? One day, I might even get it. We have to jump in now. The timing is perfect. Also, I heard about something else called the mobile telephone. That we might want to look into as well.
Wow.
I mean, I'm sorry, Action listeners, but if you don't feel you've gotten your money's worth from this Action Room revelation, I don't know what to tell you.
No, there's nothing to say.
This is going to be on the front page of the Huffington Post, the New York Times, the BBC. This is, the world needs to know. And if this news isn't on the front page of the New York Times, the BBC, then it's clearly a conspiracy, and please hope that we aren't found buried under, you know, Chelsea Piers somewhere.
It'll definitely be on the front of the Action Room Twitter page. That much. Okay.
This is, I mean, I just, our lives might be in danger now that we've,
I think
you know,
so. But I don't
brought
think
these revelations to
I
the
don't
world.
Think he ever made reference to Muhammad, so I don't think there's a problem.
That's true. We shall not.
Okay. So I think that's it.
Well, thanks for listening, Action fans. Check out comicbooked.com, which will soon have our full actual final text interview.
Next week, Helen Toons comes back her another 80s cartoon intro medley.
Wow.
And I think she's including, what was the one?
Some
that
other songs?
Yeah, it was Kid Video.
What's Kid Video?
Oh, you don't know Kid Video. Oh, I got to play you the intro to Kid Video. Some great stuff. I can't remember.
Okay.
But anyway, Mask, I think.
Okay.
And some stuff like that. So.
Is Kid Video like Kid and Play? No.
Okay. KIDD Video. You didn't. It was the kids that were real life and then they became cartoons.
I might have seen that. Burger King had some really crappy promotion for a while where they were like, kids with computers who solved adventures.
Right. Well, I don't know.
Okay. Right. Anyway, that was awesome. That was the best
wrap-up. I noticed that they had Shrek glasses at McDonald's.
Yeah, Shrek 4 is happening now. I hear it sucks.
But have they had like glasses at fast food places in a long time?
What do you mean they're like glasses?
No. Drinking glasses. Like we had drinking glasses that you could get for
Empire
Star Wars.
Strikes Back. And they did start to bring that back for very limited things about a year ago. I think
so
it's a very new.
Yeah.
It's a retro. Everything is retro.
Right.
The Action Room is retro.
People don't drink out of glasses anymore.
No. All right. Thank you so much. Join us on Facebook, Twitter, all that good stuff. Thank you for joining us. Spread the word.
I'm clone producer Mike.
And I'm clone producer Tony. No, wait. And I'm clone Tony, a.k.a. Tom. Tony, Tom.
A.k.a. Wenlock and Mandeville.
Wenlock and Mandeville, yes. We are the Olympics. So tune in next time for the Olympics on the Action Room.
Tune in next time. We'll be British. We'll be played by British actors doing our voices.
That's right. All right. Okay. Peace out.